most Christians, the Lord's Prayer is our first prayer and our last prayer. At least in my life, it was the first prayer I memorized as a child. Truly memorized so that wherever I was and whatever the circumstances, I would reach for it and it would come back to me. The last prayer. So many times I have been in a nursing home or in the hospital or in someone's house while they lie dying on a hospital bed. Often with people who have had strokes, not able to speak anymore. And when we get to the Lord's Prayer in the little bedside service, that person who has been mute, sometimes for a long time, will begin to speak the Lord's Prayer, memorized and kept in some special part of the brain to comfort us. Throughout our lives, this prayer connects us again and again and again to the heart of Jesus' teaching. So when I look at this prayer, especially at the beginning, I think Jesus is answering two questions. The first question is, who is God? And the second question is, what is God's kingdom like? And in his introduction to the prayer, I think Jesus is giving us a picture of a motherly father whose kingdom, if you can imagine it, is a home. Think of God's kingdom as a home which is upheld and embraced and governed by a loving, motherly father. Think of God's kingdom as a place of love and belonging for all. And unlike most human homes, God's home is not just for our own blood family, or for our own people, or for our own nation. God's home has room and makes a place for the whole world. In God's home, there are no distinctions. Everyone is welcome. So with that picture of God and with that picture of God's kingdom, that home, what should we pray for? I believe that the little hymn that we sang just before the gospel this morning answers that question. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we've just heard in the gospel, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. What should we pray for? We should pray for the home of God to be extended within us and within the world. Whatever troubles us, we can bring to God. What concerns are you bringing to church this morning? Think about someone you love. Think about your own concerns and pains. Think about the trouble our nation is in. Think about the trouble our world is in. Your health, your loved one's health, your family, your children, your community, your nation, your world, all of those we can bring to God in prayer. Jesus, in this prayer, I think, is telling us that when we begin to pray for anyone, for anything, we should look first for God's kingdom and then everything else will fall in place. Another way to say that is for you to look again at the gospel reading at the very last phrase. After all that bargaining between Abraham and God, and all of that talk by Jesus of what to ask for and how God will answer your prayers, Jesus finishes by saying, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Not wealth, not physical life, not the relief of pain, but the Holy Spirit. Seeking the kingdom of God is seeking the presence of the Holy Spirit in our world and in ourselves. And having our prayers answered is being able to live the life of the Spirit. And I believe that this prayer, which all of us have memorized, and which we hope our grandchildren far away have learned themselves, this prayer is intended not just to be a simple prayer to be said, but it's intended to be an outline, a guideline for how we can pray and what to pray for. And if you look on page 5 of your bulletin, you can see how someone has taken this outline and turned it into a prayer for peace in the world. Now we're going to say this prayer together, but we're going to reverse the way it's usually said in the bulletin. Wherever it's bold, I'm asking the congregation to say that. And then I will say the response. This is the Lord's Prayer in Time of War, written by Wendy Lyons and inspired by our gospel from today. So let us begin.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
What kind of God? Slow to anger and of great mercy, lover of all peoples of the earth. Our motherly Father, I'll give you a signal when it's time for you to go ahead. What kind of God is Jesus God? God is a motherly Father whose home is a place for all people. And now,
hallowed be thy name.
Remind us that all the nations are as nothing before thee, their governments and ours, but a shadow of a passing age. Who is really in charge of this world? Who has set the rules, the guidelines for this home we live in? At the end of time, God will still be here, and God's home will remain with us. And now,
thy kingdom come on earth.
Grant to thy children throughout the world, and especially to the leaders of the nations, the gift of prayerful thought and thoughtful prayer, that following the example of our Lord, we may discern what is right and do it at all times, even in times of great stress. Help us to see what your kingdom, your home, is all about. And now,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Help us to protect and to provide for all who are hungry and homeless, especially those who are deprived of food and shelter, family and friends, by the tragedy of war. What would this world be like if God's will is done here? Help us to see the world through God's eyes. I think what that means is that as God looks at us, you and me, he knows, she knows exactly who we are and what we are like right now. And God also knows what we could be, what we can be, what we are intended to be. And when God looks at the world, God sees the mess we're in. And God sees it as it was created to be. Help us to see the world with God's eyes so we can help bring this world closer to God's world. And now,
give us this day our daily bread.
Forgive us for neglecting to seek peace and pursue it, and finding ourselves in each new crisis more ready to make war than to make peace. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. What do we really need today and every day and now?
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Let us not seek revenge, but reconciliation. Let us not delight in victory, but in justice. Let us not give ourselves up to pride, but to prayer. This is God's rule of love. This is the way God's home is run. Forgiveness is the path to justice. And now,
lead us not into temptation.
Be present to all thy children ravaged by war. Be present to those who are killing and to those who are being killed. Be present to the loved ones of those who are killing and to the loved ones of those who are being killed. Help us. Help our churches. Help our nation. Help all the peoples of the world to remember everyone, not just ourselves, our loved ones, our nation. And now,
deliver us from evil.
Subdue our selfish desires to possess and to dominate, and forbid us arrogance in victory. Protect us from our own egos, our desires, our fears, and protect us from others' egos, their desires, their fears. And now as we come to the end of the prayer, we can say, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We surrender ourselves to you. We come home to you, our God, our motherly Father, because you always make room for us, and because we long to live in your home forever. Amen. Now let me just suggest in the silence that follows, you take whatever is your greatest concern today and look at Jesus' prayer as an outline, dealing directly whatever that concern is. Because all of our concerns, all of our hopes, all of our fears, all of our longing is addressed by this prayer. And when we pray it alone or together, pulls us back into the kingdom, into that home where God dwells, where God's rules are loved and obeyed, and which will prevail. Jesus tells us it will prevail at the end of the ages. Amen.